Proclamation number 0396 of 3rd of May, 1938. Feeling for natural beauty and its purpose for people. You are ruled at times by beings that you attract through thoughts that are concerned with the creation of the universe. These are the beings who are granted the power over everything that surrounds you in nature on Earth. They also put some of the sensation into your heart, so that it swells and gets excited as soon as nature around you is of special attraction. You all know the feeling of happiness that takes possession of you, and this at every season of the year, but especially when everything arises anew and becomes green and blossoms. The being though whom all these are subordinate, connects a good spirit with the earthly children. They are always excited to give mankind news of the eternal Godhead, and so every leaf, every flower, every blade of grass, everything that delights the human heart in nature, is only a visible sign that points to the divine Creator, to whom all creating spirit beings are subject. Where these miracles already emanate such a delightful power on your emotional life, their every thinking person must come closer to eternity, if he does not consider all these miracles as something commonplace and takes little notice of them, as the state of affairs has unfortunately taken the upper hand with people. These in turn will find it difficult to get the eternal truth explained through the miracles of creation. The obvious signs with which the Creator works all this will make no impression, and the so hardened human hearts are evil. Because they lack the first basic concepts which make a deep understanding possible. So the Heavenly Father puts the sense of beauty into the heart of all of you. The more you cultivate it by learning to look at everything around you spiritually, the easier you will be able to understand that the feeling for beauty in you also triggers the feeling of happiness. But vice versa, it will hardly be possible to offer you something if you cannot gain anything extraordinary from such apparent work of the spirit beings. When you walk blindly through this beautiful life on earth and are not able to recognize the thousand wonders which surround you daily, the spirit beings, which let everything arise around you, are well disposed towards you. Thegolis. Like that of all higher developed beings, likewise the struggle for the souls of darkness, and they apply all means available to them, so that man is stimulated to think and through the play in nature a question forces itself upon him. What is the connection between man and all that surrounds him? Once this question has been raised, then a slow recognition begins, which is vividly supported by these spirit beings, because the concern for these people is also close to their hearts, and they are therefore constantly endeavoring to have an enlightening and pleasing effect on humans, in order to awaken the feeling of a union with God in these, from which then the light of recognition is ignited and now the earthly existence in such an enlightened state is exploited for eternity. It is the will of the Lord that the emergence of nature each year stimulates you to think, that you reflect on why and for what purpose, according to the earth, splendor is brought before man's eyes and what is man's task in the midst of this environment. Amen.